Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, but the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Not a problem, man. My name is Jeremy Conway. I'm a representative of the Bearded Villains chapter here in Alberta. It's a fraternal institution. We're a nonprofit organization. We are in 37 countries and 166 chapters spread globally.
Wow.
We do community outreach wherever we can, whatever we can in the moment. Tis the season here now that there's a local family here that sadly recently dad got diagnosed with stage 4 terminal testicular cancer. So we're doing our part to add legitimacy to a fellow Fort McMurray guy. I've done a bunch of these fundraisers before. Sadly, we are in the time of year that people come up with all kinds of false shit to try to, like, you know what I'm saying, get money in the wrong reasons. So our organization jumped upon it to add legitimacy to it. We've raised about $7,000-$8,000 in liquid assets right now that we've donated to the family. I've went around to a bunch of the local establishments to any type of fundraising that we can.
Yeah.
We're gonna be doing a silent auction here now. It's gonna be the Wyatt Family Group on Facebook.
Okay.
My guy's in the middle of setting it up right now, and we're just trying to do our part to put, you know, it's sharing is caring, and 'tis the season, man.
You know
what I'm saying, right? You want to pass on that. Not so much good karma, just good people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? I get, you know, I'm sure a lot of people in Fort Mac know me or whatever like that, but I get the way I look, but we want to break that stereotype of, you know, kind of like what we just spoke about a few minutes ago, the three-piece will walk by you. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of guys that wear suits and ties that will help you out for sure, but there's just as many that will leave you in the ditch.
Yeah.
Sad, but it's true.
And that's when you see it. Like,
right? You know what I'm saying?
When you're on the highway.
Straight up.
Like, straight for up. Real. I've broken down on the highway before, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all have. And it's always somebody that looks like you that comes and helps me out, man. Like, every
right?
time.
And I get it. Like, don't get me wrong, dude. Like, I mean, I know it's a scary situation. I mean, I'm 6'3", 340.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm walking up on, especially, like, a family, and, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not to, you know, especially if there's a language barrier.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody coming out of, like, my dimensions, you know, mm-hmm. scares people. I get
yeah.
it. But at the same time, we want to do our part to help people.
Yeah.
And I mean, anything and anything, whether it's a coffee to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, just opening the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you gotta break the cycle of people not caring about people.
Mm-hmm.
Because sad to say, in this generation now, it goes to the wayside.
Yeah, it is.
And maybe it's some of them old school morals of how we were raised, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sit to a table, you take your hat off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you just help somebody when you can.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean monetary. You know what I'm saying, right? You know, you might be low on funds yourself, but mm-hmm. you can gladly give people a ride somewhere.
That's right.
That's helping somebody out.
That's right. Yeah.
Like,
that's
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Give where right? you can.
Give what you can.
And that's exactly
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? Even time yeah. is worth something.
That's
Your
right.
time is worth something.
My whole thing is the podcast.
You know what I'm saying, like, right? And right now, you're giving me a platform to stand on my soapbox, dude.
Yeah.
To spread this message a lot more than what I can.
Yeah, it's a good message. And yeah. I like your Facebook or your Instagram page.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I follow the Instagram page
right?
since you came on.
Yeah.
We interviewed at the barbershop.
Barbershop, that's right.
I was just like, hey, this is a cool page.
But this is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just try to do everything and anything we can, man. I mean, you know, sadly, I mean, a lot of people want to say that they need help. And
right.
I mean, I know whether it's, I mean, even myself, like going through the wildfire, when I went down south and I stayed down there for a little bit, anybody and everybody was like, oh, you're a survivor? Or like, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a pride thing. I get it. But at the same time, I needed the help.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people want to be like, no, like, yo, I need the discount on sneakers or
right.
I need that free meal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it. But at the same time, sometimes you got to swallow your pride.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's hard for a lot of people.
It's very challenging.
You know what I'm saying? People will suffer in silence for so long until they can't take it take anymore.
That's right.
But sometimes if we can get ahead of the game,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, even, okay, you might say you don't need help.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So this
right?
Christmas, you're doing a great one. So how can, because I know you're, and this will go out pretty quickly here,
yeah. But
how can people get in contact with you in the meantime and after the fact? Because you're always doing stuff.
So I will leave you my contact information to filter in through the post or however you want to do it.
Cool.
Instagram page so they can look it up. That way, you know what I'm saying, they can do their own digging because people like to look stuff up now before they
do anything. Rightfully so. And you're like super transparent, so that's like awesome where people are just like, where is this going? You're like, well, there's a established page. You can see all the other great things that they've done. Like, this is legitimate.
Well, that's what I want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, from, you know, I had no background from a former lifestyle. I want to use those skills that I acquired back then to help people in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, like I said, I'll leave you all my contact information, my cell phone, my Instagram page or whatever like that, as well as my chapter page, because I got guys to check that for me.
Yeah.
And just whatever we can to help out a family in need, man.
Now we've got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because people get distracted when they come on this show.
Straight up, dude.
So I wanted to get...
You ain't getting my Shannon Sharp moment, though.
Right away.
You're not getting my Shannon Sharp moment, though.
No.
I'm sitting over here crying or anything like that. I'm telling you right now. Like, I mean, we're not getting no shy moments here right now. Like, straight up. I'm just saying.
So you have a passion project with a friend. We're not going to drop any names.
No.
We're not even going to say if it's happening, because it may not.
Yeah.
How are the discussions with that going?
Good, man. So, I mean, he might drop stuff, so, but you know what? I will, because I'm so passionate about it. Being a friend of mine locally, we decided to do a podcast. It's kind of a little mix of everything. I'm sure everybody's into podcasts now, so there's going to be some, whether true crime, there's going to be this, that, and the other, the urban legends, to just sitting down and just chatting with a bro.
Yeah.
So as of right now, when we hit days off here, coming up in a week, we're going to sit down and start doing our production.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to put some stuff to...
Okay. Well, so, after we're done filming, we need to chat some more then.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
So I signed up for Rumble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we done, I got my Rumble page done.
Nice.
I'm on Discord with a couple different groups now, as well as gaming or whatever like that. So I got the Discord thing kind of figured out.
Nice.
For guys that don't really know technology that well. Like, you know what I mean? I'm fumbling in the dark, but like most of us, we do some of our best work in the dark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Wild,
so,
bro.
So
Discord's so smart.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, I figured Discord right now, dude. Like, I mean, you got 12-year-old kids making a couple million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the thing up at Discord, and all they're doing is watching people build stuff with like Fortnite.
Yeah,
Like, you know,
it's a different avenue for the type of content that you want to put out, because it's untraditional. Well, it's very traditional is a thing, but on a lot of platforms,
and it's
cannot necessarily place that there.
And that's what I'm saying, right? And
so,
I mean,
Discord's
not so much
very intelligent of move.
Not so much that we're going to be X-rated by any means at all. Like, but at the same time, it's going to obviously be swayed more towards adult content.
Yeah.
So I mean, Discord is not so. I mean, not so much regulated, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have to be so PG.
Well, it is the right, and that's the thing, like when I create content, and good for you for recognizing the content that you're creating, because I know you as a human being would not want your content to then show up on kids' YouTube and have a parent have to discuss those topics.
No, not
so,
at
like,
all.
Good on you for being so responsible, for being like, no, I know what my content is.
Yeah.
It's for certain platforms. It's for everybody who wants to see it. It's
exactly.
not offensive.
No, not at all.
But that being said, it's age appropriate.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Right?
Oh,
I got
like
kids of my own. I mean, you know, they're older now. But at the same time, I want something that, you know, eventually we could do, dive into kids' things. Because as funny as it is, I mean, when my kids were younger, I used to do voices and all the things for stories.
Yeah, of course.
So I've even spoken to my partner about this. I'm not even lying to you. When I would like to get into doing something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Doing a whole kids line of, like, silly stories and stuff like that, but done with voices.
100%.
Because, I mean, now we're all guilty of it or whatever like that. But you see parents out here all the time with toddlers with phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On tap market.
Yeah. Facts. And like this weekend, speaking of something on that same line, like I'm watching the Pharrell Lego movie with my son.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what an awesome collaboration. Like,
oh, that's what I'm saying.
Same kind of deal, though, you know? Like, there is, like, Pharrell's story is not one initially that you would think would be transferable to children, but of course it, like.
But exactly what it is,
know?
Right? You know what I mean? So, like, I just want something that kind of appealed to everybody. Because, I mean, with myself, the not so much rabbit holes, but the things I read and everything like that, like, I like to diversify with everything.
Yeah.
So whether you want to chat about, like, you know, not so much government, because I know, like, when I say government, I'm just saying, like, conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
Because the only two things that I don't think I would ever discuss, because everyone has too many opinions about it, is religion and politics. I'm not down for it.
Yeah, it's not coming on
you
the
know
podcast.
What I'm saying? Not straight up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your, you know, views are, religion, whatever, whoever you pray to, God bless and all the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like that, whoever you want to support, You know, because you got all these people, they're left wing, they're right wing.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, it's two wings on the same bird.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, and they're all human beings.
But this is what I'm saying, right? So that's why I want to leave it alone, because it's just, it's too, not so much controversial, but it just, it stirs up too much bad like juju.
That's exactly it.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've stirred up enough of that in my own time that I don't need to be stirring it up in somebody else.
I love that you're still moving forward to this concept, though.
Yeah,
and that you're like right at that.
Oh,
next
yeah,
step.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited, especially, like, I mean, because, like, as funny as it is, the name of our show, which we'll leave out for now, because when it pops, it pops.
Yeah.
But I came up with the idea, I'm not even lying to you, at like 3 o'clock in the morning when I was on a night shift on site.
Yeah.
Me and my partner, he was on a cross shift, and literally I couldn't wait to get off that morning. But it just hit me like that epiphany moment.
Yeah.
You know, it was, it just, boom. Like, it was my flux capacitor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You know, fell in the bathroom, and boom, like, oh my God, this was it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was my flux capacitor moment. Nice. And when I told him in the morning, and now that we've got some stickers done, because, like, we've coated site with stickers, mm-hmm. all of it and everything like that, and now, especially, like, you know, when we chatted about your homeboy yesterday,
mm-hmm.
just, I guess, I didn't realize how great the idea was. Not mm-hmm. that it's not.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? To, like, you say, like, I'm gonna love up my homeboy. So if you came at me with a with an idea, I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
But when you hear from people...
I've been... man.
But you know what I'm saying? But when you hear from people that, say, are well outside your circle,
mm-hmm.
or not even in your circle anyway, it's like, okay, all right, now, like, you know what I'm saying? It actually, it does something, right?
So. And I've been explaining concept to a number of different people, and, like, it's been nothing but positive in regards to, like, I check that out, or like, oh, or like, the one that I know when it's fun, or when it's hit, is when somebody giggles.
Yeah.
When I say something, and they're like, haha, they haven't even watched the podcast.
But that's what I'm saying.
And
right?
They're already giggling, I'm like, okay, we've got something here.
And that's what I'm saying, so. Like, and that's what he's on my ass about, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like, we were chatting last night, because after we spoke,
mm-hmm.
and it missed me, like, doing donations or whatever like that, like, I hit him up. And he's like, you know, I'm not even gonna lie, I gave him the dad speech of like, I told you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. Timing's everything, though. Like,
and that's it, right?
All the puzzle pieces come together. And then it is one thing, like, when you are creating content.
Exactly.
Like, although this seems very disorganized, there's a lot of prep done behind the scenes to make this conversation go as smoothly as it's going, currently
exactly
going.
It.
And you guys have definitely took the right steps and taken the time to be just like, okay, well, let's put our back end structure together so we have some form of rough idea of what the product is going to look like. The product will change.
Yeah.
It will evolve.
Oh, it will.
But at least you're coming in with some form of framework.
True. Because to truly be successful, I feel like, even from what we spoke, and I mean, from being around certain situations and stuff like that, if you don't evolve, you won't change. You have to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to.
Got
no
it.
Matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. We're like, you know, like, I mean, you can watch a kid's show from 20 years ago. Cool. But, like, at the same time, they've evolved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
100%.
You know, right? You know what I mean? Like,
cool.
Yeah, man.
So you're going to go down that route.
Yeah.
I like it. Now I'm going to go totally different because you brought up your kids.
Yeah.
My kid's getting to the point where he's taking my clothes.
Okay.
He's young.
Okay.
He's only 10. So he can't fit in my clothes, but things are missing.
Yeah.
Now, my father, I still jack his stuff to this day. Like,
got
that jacket over there.
You got swaggered over.
Thank you.
See?
Now, so do you. So that's where this question goes into next.
Okay.
Are your kids lifting some of your clothing?
Yeah, they do. As funny as it is, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, when they come up here on summer vacations, because both of them live in Ontario.
Yeah.
But every time they come up, they always go through the closet and jack some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, my kids are really getting into horror stuff now. Like, I'm a big horror nut, like, for horror movies and such.
Yeah.
And it's always like horror t-shirts or like band t-shirts and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, like, I'll get pictures like a month or two from after they go back being like, look at the shirt. And I'm like, when did you lift that? It's like, oh, when I was there, like, whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I try to pass on my style. Like, when I went to Metallica a couple months ago, when they were in Edmonton, and, you know, picked them up a bunch of swag.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my youngest is into Fortnite. Just so happened there was a Fortnite Metallica shirt.
Oh, cool.
Done.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So maybe I might be pushing a little bit, but at the same time, you know, you got to give that swag a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want them to be different,
mm-hmm.
right? And them being like, both my sons are high functioning autistic.
Yeah.
So they've always loved loud. as funny as it is. I mean, some autistics are, they're not a fan of loud, or they are, and they've always loved, like, metal, like, through and through. So, I mean,
nice.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
They should come to one of our shows, one of our dubstep shows.
Dude, they love it.
They like rock and heavy metal, dubstep is...
Yeah, like, my youngest especially. Oldest is kind of, like, still, like, messing around. He's more like Ziggy Stardust. Mm. Like, it's super cool, like the classic music he's into.
Yeah.
And even like he does, like, for say Jurassic Park, like their type of scores,
mm-hmm.
like the Hans Zimmers and so on and so forth, the big musical scores, loves them.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Okay.
Some of that big orchestra type, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the way it pops. And I mean, even me being a metal guy, you gotta love the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever, the way it goes. So yeah, dude, it's super cool that one.
That is nice. I like how you're like, yeah, they steal my clothes. Like, my dad he still hates it. Like, I jacked his chain. I'm rocking his chain right now.
Right.
Thanks, Dad. He got mad at me a few days ago. He's like, I want my chain back. I'm like, when you fight me for it?
Yeah, that's right. I got the belt now.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, old man. Yeah. My dad's 71. He ain't getting it back.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like, when I was a kid, he used to complain, but I knew he liked it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I complain, but I like it.
Yeah.
But because I'm embracing it, I'm like, okay, Keegan, you can take almost anything.
Yeah.
But you need to recognize some things. Even if you're going to take
them,
you need to recognize that's a nice piece of clothing.
Yeah, yeah, be careful with
it. Be careful with it.
You know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. Exactly.
I took him into a shoe shop in Calgary, and, like, he had the worst habit when he was only, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah, okay.
Of stepping on my shoes.
Oh.
And so I was like, Keegan, don't do it. And so it was a thing. So we got to the store, and I had to, like, sit him down, like, Keegan, I need you to really pay attention right now. And he's like, okay, Dada, what is it? I was like, we're about to go in this store, and I swear to God, if you step on anybody's shoes, like, it's going to be game over. Like, you can't afford to replace the shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
They will yell at you.
Yeah.
Like, it's
they
not,
will, not me, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to go badly. So when we go inside, please be aware of where you're stepping. And he's like, okay. And we went in there, and he was, like, so gingerly walking.
Bull in a China.
The exact opposite. I was like, you can relax a little bit. He's like, no. And, like, now he's got a bit older, so he's chill.
Yeah.
But it's good to tell them these kind of things.
No, exactly.
And it's
though,
fun
right?
to be like, yeah, you gotta have your swag, you gotta have your style.
100%.
And, like, I embrace it.
Yeah, but, dude. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one cool thing right now is, like, my youngest, I mean, he's 17, but he still has, like, for his autistic thing, he loves stuffies.
Okay.
Like, stuffed animals
and
stuff.
Awesome.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He has this one, even now, like, he'd leave it if we went out somewhere. But anytime we travel or go somewhere, it's a Mickey he got when he was like 2 or 3 from his godparents for a birthday.
Yeah.
This thing looks ragged and ratchet.
Yeah.
And I mean, the stuffing's out of it. It almost looks like just a piece of fur now.
Yeah.
But no matter what, where we go when we travel, he has to bring it.
Yep.
Like, you
I
know
get
what I'm saying,
it.
Right? So, like, even when I was there a couple weeks ago in Ontario, like, we went up to his stuffy store for, like, for teddy bears. I'm like, bro, do it up.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but, like, grandma and mom, you know what I mean, don't really want me buying them. I was like, I don't care. You're a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, stuffy time with that.
That's
like, you
awesome.
Know what I'm saying? I was like, if it's something that you love and care about, bro, fill the house.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
whatever.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
And always encourage, never discourage.
Yeah.
Build up and show love.
Well, listen, you're ending this on a perfect note. Listen, we're out of time, but that was a nice last message. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to anybody and everybody in Fort McMurray that's willing to help out this family right now in the time of need, and want to blast up and show mad love to my Alberta bearded villain guys, because without you guys, I'm nothing, and without you, we do it all together.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate all of your ongoing support. For everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.
Bro.
Excellent, as per usual. Like, I'm so excited to see, like, what you guys come up with.
Okay, I have a question.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
It's so ballistic! quenching your ugly thirst.